In God's kingdom, what do? Sowing and reaping. That's all. In the world, they do what? Buying and selling. In God's kingdom, what do? Tell four people, sowing and reaping, sowing and reaping, sowing and reaping. Tell four people. You can leave your seat and tell them. Leave your seat and tell them. And that does not mean sowing and reaping only finances. It covers every area of life. You can make your life beautiful. You can make your life great. What are you sowing today? Praise the Lord. Step across the faith line. Draw a line of faith. Determine how tomorrow will be like. And so today. You know, I love that testimony that one of the guests bought a brand new BM. That's a good testimony. But somebody sold yesterday. Yes or no? And I know in this place, you know where I went to? We have a good protocol that takes us around. And the last day of they take us to the hotel and take us to the, I went for a conference. It's a Bible. It's called Supernatural Empowerment. And something happened. And I believe this morning something happened in your life. You're smart, you know. So the last day, of course, they have a very, people are very beautiful, taking care of us. From the airport, they come and pick you and they bring their best cars for us. That's very, they don't just sit us anyhow. Everyone that comes, they bring their best cars. To take us around. But the last day, my last day they are coming to for the hotel to the venue of the program. I enter one Jeep. That one, the Jeep, I say, ah, this is a good one. He's speaking in tongues, Jeep. Well, I like good things, so I don't know about you. I say, this one, Kalabosha, Ratakatara Mama. And not only me. Even Udo say I spoke in tongues on this one. Praise the Lord. He said, I wish above all things you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And I'm sure one member should have been brought that Jaroba, the rabbi is sitting there, and just say, well, for your program, let me put this vehicle down. I'm sure God is raising you. So let me leave your seat. Let me greet somebody. Say His Excellency. Greet the governor. Greet. I don't know who you are seeing. I don't know how far to ask and see. Greet that Excellency. Greet that ambassador. Greet. Just greet the VIP. Greet him, Your Excellency. Do it very well. Bow your head small. Smile to that fellow. Greet him very well. Do it very well. Honor him very well. Your Excellency, man. Hallelujah. Do it very well. Do it very well. Do it very well. Do it very well. Hallelujah. That billionaire, doing very well. That business tycoon. That billionaire, doing very well. Doing very well. Hallelujah. Praise you, the Lord. You know, Bishop Asari was telling us a story. The same thing with our Bishop Okonkwo. He said, when he was praying, he said, God, he gave me a vision. Even you brought my way, all these people there, they don't look like it too. Some of them will come to church with slippers now. God said, they are like that. You see very well. He said, what? They are like that. So, I don't know what you are looking at. You are made of gold. It's like something in your life. And I believe God, as we hear God's word, as we respond by faith, in some few years' time, some people will not know you again. He said, I remember a brother that wears slippers before to church, and today he controls many big businesses. Somebody in his church, just one fellow, they're having an issue with their mic, and he said, can I take care of it? And he says, how much, pastor, will it cost? It's $70,000. He said, okay, no problem, sir. Let me just give the first 50. not maybe the first 40 or so as a deposit. I paid the others in installment. And he paid. And he said, Pastor, do you know why I'm so happy? He said, the row I normally sit in the church, I remember everyone on that row. Today they are big men. But when they came to the house of God, I knew how they were. And I believe, somebody said this morning, you are hearing this, my voice. I believe as many who can release their faith. And a simple law in God's kingdom is sowing and reaping. Everyone that moves up financially must fulfill that law. Because this world we born, things will be tough. But those that know their God, they shall be strong. They will dwell in abundance of God. They will do awesome things. It's God's blessing that makes one what? Rich. And added no sorrow. It's God that makes one rich. You cannot make yourself rich. If you like, you can be struggling, steal money. If you like, it will have sorrow. But I have good news for you. It's able to make all grace abound towards you, that you having what? So we can abound to every good work. Praise you, the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. Say, neighbor, I'm going somewhere. I cannot be stopped. Nothing can stop me. Nothing can stop me. Are you sure somebody said, I say you believe it, but nothing can stop me. If God be for us, nothing can be against us, brethren. And God is your Father, is for you. He delights in your prosperity, spiritual, financial, physical. Praise you, the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, this morning, I just want to share briefly on what we began last Sunday. To a little dimension that we add to that. So there are three things we must do. Who can remind me those three things? Number one, when we do what? When we give. Number two, when we pray. Number three, number one, number two, number three, number one, number two, number three. Three things we must do. Giving, praying, and fasting. Say, Pastor, why fasting? Let me get to a story of somebody that you may know. I told my wife, I don't want to mention the name, but an average man here will know if you're a First Korean. He's a First Korean working in a bank, and he was number four in that bank. And he told himself, I want to be MD of this bank. Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord. He will do what? Grant your heart desire. But he was number four. 1, 2, 3, 4. But he looked at it from the human perspective. There is no way he can be. Unless he wants to kill the people. And they will not die. Because by age, you know, particular age, you are on your way out. If you are in federal ministry of education now, and you are age 50, and you are in level 10, age 50, and you are saying you want to become principal, you know, you need a lot of fasting and prayer. So the man knew that with age, he will leave the system. But he was strong in his heart that, no, I want to be empty of this place. Because Bible says, he will grant my heart desire. He said, he will give unbelievers for you. Yes or no? He will give unbelievers for you. It's true. So that night he slept and he had a dream. Somebody appeared to him in that dream. Olaf Vincent, the former CBN governor, came to him in that dream and brought a jacket. The man is number what? Number four. So he brought this jacket at his 1/4 of his own size. And he gave to him to wear. Say, you want to be the MD? Yeah. Wear the jacket if you can wear it. The man was struggling. Of course, how can a 1/4 jacket enter? He struggled. It's in Greek. He struggled. And he woke up. And he's a spiritual man. It seems they have tell him a story. So he told himself, what I will do. From that day, he began to fast. From that day. He was fasting. First day, second day, first month, second month, third month, sixth month, 100 days. 100 days. Continue. It was breaking a day. Not the fasting. 100 days. At day 134. Neighbor, are you desperate? Are you desperate? At day 134, the dream, the man came back in the dream. Brought the jacket again. I said, try it. Push. Didn't just enter. Harabo shataya. He woke up. Karabo sharan santaka. 5 months after, only 5 months, something happened in that establishment. There was a shaking. He was not even in town. They called the board meeting, top guys. The first guy was going out. The next two guys must resign. Something happened. When somebody has taken care of me spiritually, something must happen. Say something, neighbor, something must happen. Something must happen. The next two guys must leave. And he said, who? He said, number four. What is a young guy? Somebody say, and so what? Is he not number four in the line? He said, he's the one. Yes, make him. He was not in that meeting. If he was not in that, maybe he traveled that time. When God is for you, say, neighbor, make your life beautiful. When you, number one, when you do what? The guy is a giver. Number two, when you what? The guy can pray. Number three, what? You fast. Don't forget he has gotten the man to now. All this your woman loving. It won't help you at all. If men promote you, what will happen? Men will push you down. And when they call you once, you must answer three times. Okay, you see how the man too. And before you know it, again, something happened to him and was still promoted. I will stop in that one. Yes, so without any lobbying. Brethren, I want to tell you sincerely, brethren, God is good. Why must we pray? When we pray, we steal the anointing. Sometimes when your body is trying to give way and you fast more, fasting will not change God. When you fast, you are just adjusting your own self. You are putting your flesh under so you can hear clearly. When you sow seed, you plant your future. Praise God, somebody. Hallelujah. So we are looking at a Bible very fast. Then I believe we are going to pray. And I believe something will happen in your life this morning. I want to make it an anointing service. I'll be very fast. Just release your faith. Let something rub on me where I went to. And I believe God. If you are ready, it will rub on you. Praise God, somebody. Rakato robo release kalianda. Oh, God is good. Say, it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by my spirit. He said, the arm of flesh will fill a man. If it's God, they will not share his glory with any man. Praise God, somebody. Hallelujah. He will not do that. And I believe God. Somebody said this morning, your life will not remain the same in Jesus' mighty name. Say, neighbor, my own life will not remain the same in Jesus' mighty name. It's not by power, brethren, don't forget. It's not by might. It's by what? It's by what? Hallelujah. It's by God's Spirit. Let's see the Bible carefully. We look at some few things in the Word of God to establish our faith. See, John 17:17 says what? Sanctify them by thy word. Thy word is true. Separate them by your word. God's word is anointed. Say, neighbor, God's word is anointed. The book of Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6. Popular place. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6. Please. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6. Who is there? Someone in the technical room, are they there? Are they still there? Okay. Okay. Then he answered and spoke unto me, saying, this is the word of who? The Lord of what? Zerubbabel. God's word is coming your way this morning in just mighty name. This is the word of the Lord, not the word of a man. To Ufot, to Wale, to Braka. Put your name there. Not by might, not by power, not by human army, not by human connection. Not by your uncle, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. But by my spirit, but by my anointing, but by my grace, but by my ability. Praise God, somebody. Not by human ability. It's the oil that makes all the difference. When a man is struggling and he's struggling, something is lacking. Christian life is not a struggle. He said, you cannot do anything except by me. Praise God, somebody. The book of Isaiah chapter 10. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. And it shall come to pass in that day, his body shall be what? Taken away from where? Off your shoulder. Say, neighbor, off your shoulder. And his yoke from where? They are their own. Let's go, somebody. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Somebody is here today. It makes no difference what looks like a yoke. Today it will be destroyed. Amen. By God's anointing in Jesus' mighty. Sickness is a yoke. Disease is a yoke. Lack is a yoke. Whatever is not found in God, you'll not be found in your life. Praise God, somebody. Hallelujah. By my anointing. You know that man I spoke about? His fame has gone abroad now. But some few men knew what he did in the secret. You know, in that place, when you give your hands, don't let your other hand know what you are doing.
And your father that sits in the secret will do what? Say, when you give, when you pray, enter where? Your closet. And the father that sits where? Will do what for you? Also, when you fast, don't let men know you are fasting. And your father that sits where? Somebody say this morning, you'll be openly rewarded. You'll be openly rewarded. You will be openly rewarded. You'll be openly rewarded. The master, when he went to be baptized, Bible says he went to the wilderness. And Bible says he returned in the power of God's Spirit and his fame. Somebody said this morning, your fame will go abroad in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Your fame will go abroad in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. The man I spoke about, somebody just met him and just say, let us see. Everything changed now. I believe what somebody said this morning. You have sown seed. I believe God. You have prayed. I believe God. You are seeking God's face. Putting your flesh under. Your fame will go abroad in Jesus' mighty name. In the Bible, when Saul, when he was fasting and praying, you know, he was encountered by God. And what happened to him? He had to go somewhere. And 3 days, he could not see and eat. What happened? God appeared to a brother and told him what? There is a man called Wale living in Rodwea. Somebody will mention your name where it matters in Jesus' mighty name. God knows where you live. God knows your home address. You can tell a king, a governor, where you live, and it be so in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God knows where you live. He knows. That post, he knows. Radio Brakato Shalingra Barabalushka, Rabasatakalaba. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Luke 4 verse 18. Hallelujah. Luke 4 verse 18. Luke 4 verse 18. Somebody is here this morning. Hallelujah. Say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Say, neighbor, God's Spirit is upon me. Because he has what? He has anointed me. Are you born again? Anyone who is born again is anointed of God. Yes or no? Ma, are you born again? Say, you have an unction, you know all things. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. If you are here today and your heart is broken, God will heal it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. To preach deliverance to the captives. And what? Recovery of sight to the blind. To set at liberty them that are bruised. Hallelujah. Today are you bruised? Are you bruised? God will set you at liberty in Jesus' mighty name. He will lay hold on your liberty in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. That's the right prayer. There is not by power. It's not by might. And you know the story? When the master entered the synagogue, what did he do? He found a place where it was written of him. And he read that place to the hearing of everyone. And he said, today, this scripture is fulfilled where? Tell four people, today, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. Say, I am anointed. I am anointed. I am anointed. I am anointed. And today, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. In Jesus' mighty name. Every yoke shall be broken. Everybody lifted in the name of Jesus. Joy will come. You will end this year with testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ. You will end this year with celebration. In Jesus' mighty name. Everybody will be lifted. Every yoke will be broken. Your fame will go abroad in Jesus' mighty name. God is faithful. It's not by power. It's not by might, but by my spirit. First book of 1 John 2. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. God is good. The name of God is good. And his mercy. Say, come, taste and see that the Lord is good. You know, when the master was going, 1 John 2:27. 1 John 2:27. But the anointing you have received from him. Hey. The anointing. Anybody, the anointing. That breaks the yoke. The anointing. That set the captives free. Say, but the anointing you have received. From who? From who? From who? The anointing which you have received from him abides where? Oh, Mangalabo Shariyas. Are you sure somebody? Are you sure somebody? The anointing you have received from him abides in you. Bible says in John chapter 1 verse 16, of his fullness we have received. Hey, the fullness of God dwells where? You don't say it as if you believe it. The fullness of God dwells where? The anointing of God dwells here. Why can you be afraid of anything? Say, if God be in you, if God be for you, nothing can be against you. Say, greater is the one in you than the sickness in the world, than the asthma in the world, than the pain in the world, than the failure in the world. It makes no difference what is facing you. Greater one dwells where? Tell four people, little one dwells in me. Tell four of them, say that one dwells in me. Be a preacher, leave your seat and tell them, greater one dwells in me. Oh, Mangalabosha, be a say, greater one dwells in me. In Jesus' mighty name. Many of us, we don't really believe that. It does not enter your spirit man. It does not really enter there. But permit me to say this. I don't know. Someone has an issue. And I told my wife, this fellow has no issue at all. Let God be true. He has sown, he has prayed, he has fasted, it's okay. Only brighter future awaits somebody here this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Your life can only go upward and forward. God will not forget your labor of love. He's a faithful God. The anointing you have received. The anointing you have received. The anointing does three things for us primarily. I'm very fast. When the master was going, he said, it is expedient that I go. If I do not go, the Holy Spirit will not come. Look up somebody. Are you still here, somebody? Is anyone here who wish and I wish I lived when Christ lived? I wish when Christ was around, eat the sick, raise the dead, I was there. Me, I wish you too. I wish, yeah, I can see me. So it's only me that is here. All of you don't wish it again. Yes, put your hand up now. If you wish that, when the master was around, you want to see those miracles. The blind, the lame, the master is there, you are there. Some of us are not saying the truth. You are just saying, Pastor, we don't know where you are going. Let's just allow you for.
allow you to. You know, when they were with the master, when he was about to go, in John chapter 14, let's see. In John chapter 14. Chapter 14. See, let your heart not be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. And that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know. And the way, you know. Who said that? He said, where I go, you know. And the way, you know. What I won't reply? Thomas said, Lord, we do not know where you are going. Who said they know? Who said they know? Thomas said what? We don't know. When God said you are healed, and you say you are not, something is wrong with you. When God said, I will meet all your needs, and say, Pastor, I'm broke, something is wrong with you. Thomas said to the master, Korokoro, you are lying. We don't know. Jesus said to him, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. And he said, if you have known me, you will have known my Father also. From now on, you have known him and what? I've seen him. Then Mr. Philip, is it the house this morning? The first one was what? Thomas. Philip now said what? Lord. Show us the Father, we are okay. Praise God, somebody. Praise God. The master said, now you know the Father. He said, this one, just show us the Father, we are okay. People want something more than what they have now. They want the physical. We want something special. We want a vision. You are wish something will happen to you and you will see one vision and one angel. Hello, somebody. You will see one prophet and give you one story about yourself. You are not too sure with God's word. You want something extra. You say, Pastor, hey, you can read on. You don't see, Pastor, to tell us what we have allowed. The word of God is enough for you. Say, I've been with you for a long time. You are still wondering. Show us the Father. I don't know whether we are doing that this morning. He said, I will never leave you. And when he was going, he said something that is awesome. Let's go to verse 26 now. From Amplified Bible. John 14, 26, Amplified, please. John 14, 26, Amplified. John 14, 26, Amplified. Hallelujah. Kadesh Ka. 26. And I will ask the Father, he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby. I will give you another one like me. Say, it is expedient that I go. It is better that I go. To you, it's more what? Profitable that I go. Someone said, no, let the master appear to me and touch me. He said, no, for me going is better for you. You are better off with the Holy Ghost.
He will not only be with you. Where will he be?
Oh, Mangra.
Is where now?
Oh, Mangra. Are you sure it's in you?
You know, when I was praying, he said, son, say, how much close will I be to you? I live in you.
He said, my prayer does not go above the ceiling. No, it doesn't need to go above your nose. He is here inside. You know, when they was talking, he said, son, you know, I made everything. I made the art. I put that what? Mineral what? Resources. I know where they are. Where am I? I am in you. I can show you where they are. I can show you. I can show you. I can show you what you need to do. I mean everything and I live in you. I say, what a word. He's still my heart on my bed. Say, what a word. And I was feeling one pain in my body, in my heart. I say, son, it's not about me, it's you. So I rose up in my place. Say, get out from my body here. It is you. Then you can make your life beautiful. Say, all things that pertain to life, I've given unto you. Rise, make your life beautiful. Say more, make your life beautiful. I will give you another comforter, counselor. Oh, Mangraba. You don't need a pastor. You have a counselor with you. He can talk to you. What to do? Yes, I know. Say, you have received an anointing. Remember, an anointing. You don't need any man to teach you. As the same anointing will teach you all things. It will show you things to come. It will reveal things to you. Praise God, somebody. Do we know what to do? An anointing, Mangalabo Sharia. An anointing. An anointing, brethren. An anointing you have received. Abides in you. Another comforter. Just like me. Another counselor. Just like me. Another helper. Just like me. Another intercessor. You know the way to pray. Mangalaboka Librahali. Another intercessor. Just like me. Another advocate. Just like me. It will pull up your case where it matters. Strengthen and stand by. Somebody's here this morning. Are you ready? Are you ready? Another God breaks every yoke. Not by human power. For next year, I don't know what you are looking at, but it's not by human power. It's by his anointing. The master could not do anything. He has to wait for 30 years. But the day was anointed. If the master has to wait, how do you think you can do it in human strength? Then what? The anointing. Tap him, say anybody, the anointing. Tap him, say anybody, the anointing. Tap, say anybody, the anointing. It's not by power. That the promotion is not by power. That place God wants to take you is not by power, not human connection. It's the anointing. Those that wait upon the Lord, they renew their strength. They mount up with wings as eagle. They run. They can be tired. They run. They're not tired. They walk. They don't faint. Omangashayama. By the anointing. The anointing. Oh my God. It makes life beautiful. Yeah, it's something will come upon a man. It's a divine enablement, divine ability. Say it's God at work in you, both to will and to do his good pleasure. Tell me about the anointing. Say we are not sufficient in our own sufficiency, but our word sufficiency, our wisdom, our ability, our grace is from who? Oh my God, I've watched. The neighbor, the anointing. Breaks every yoke, removes every burden, put speed in your life, put joy in your heart. Say with you all things are possible. The anointing. No king reigns in Israel unless he is anointed. Somebody is here this morning. You'll be anointed to reign in the name of Jesus. The anointing. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Mangala Boshara. To reign. To rule. To manifest God. To manifest grace. To know what to do. Every yoke of sickness is broken. Every yoke of sickness is broken. Everybody is lifted in the name of Jesus. Bye.
by my spirit. So it is a spirit that I go. If I do not go, the Holy Ghost will not come. But he has come. Since he has come, the anointing will make room for somebody this morning in the name of Jesus. The name of the anointing. It's the anointing, brethren. It's not by power. It's not by might. But this one, I believe God, you are ready. Then, are you ready? What are you looking at? You've had this testimony, and yours will be the next testimony. You've had this story. I remember some years ago, I was in a place, I've told this story many times. It's the anointing that makes a man from the back row to the front row. David was in the back row. Even he was not qualified to go to the war, he was not. But the anointing qualified him. And when he said this morning, the anointing will qualify you. The anointing qualifies him. It's not by age. See Joseph. The anointing qualified Joseph. He has 10 senior ones in front. It makes no difference, somebody. Even the anointing will break protocol. I told you my own story. In Four Square, I have 3 seniors, Reverend. And he said, no, son. I said, no, you be there, okay? Reverend and reporting to pastor. It's in the same Four Square. He said it's not possible. See them with the anointing. Who is ready for something this morning? The man told himself, I don't want to be in this place. Father, I'm going somewhere. And he knows somebody, there's nothing he can do to become the end of that bank. Nothing. In age, he was very young. But the anointing. Something can steer the anointing. It's your faith. Anybody, it's your faith. I don't know where you are this morning. We'd like to release your faith. Be on your feet, somebody. We want to pray. Please give me the oil. Hallelujah. Why you have to help me? Oh, mangala boshari sahibo. Hallelujah. Marandi kada pra pralinga de pra pralangra baba.